record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi. I know it's late, and I'm really drunk. I'm definitely gonna regret this, but I need to say a lot of things to you, and I wish I could say it to your face, but obviously I can't right now, so here goes nothing. I miss you a lot, and I never stopped missing you, and it's been really hard for me not being around you and just seeing your face, your smile, just being around you. That was everything to me, and not having that for this long has been extremely challenging. Like, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't go 5 minutes without thinking about you, and I know that sounds crazy, but I don't even understand it. Like, I never really believed in soulmates or anything like that until I met you. I still remember our first date. The first time we introduced ourselves to each other. The entire conversation, I remember it. And I remember leaving that night just thinking, I think I found the one. And I still feel that way. Like, I know relationships aren't easy, and we've both had our fair share of bad experiences. And I wanted nothing more than to have a good experience with you, and it's been so difficult when it doesn't need to be. I guess what I'm trying to say is I want you back. I don't think our differences are worth losing this over. I mean, every couple has arguments. We're not always going to agree with each other. We're not always going to be happy towards one another, but if both of us want it to work, then it will. And when I said all those things, I'm not gonna act like that's not how I was feeling in the moment, but I didn't want it to end like that. I feel like sometimes my delivery can be a bit harsh, but it's how I feel. And I get so passionate about it because I don't ever want to not be happy with you. I don't like being angry or frustrated. I don't like that. I don't want to be that to you. And we're good, we're great, and when things are bad, it's unbearable. Gonna be a super long voicemail. Just It's been really hard. Really, really hard. It's like, one day we're happy, we're smiling, and we're in the bed and we're just holding each other, saying how much we love each other. And then the next minute, it's like, I feel invisible. And that's really hard to feel like you're not being seen by the only person that you want to see or care to see. I feel like it's so easy for you to be present with other people, and then when it comes to me, it's like I feel like I'm fighting for your attention. That kind of hurts. And it's hard for me to say, like, you're kind of hurting my feelings. It's hard for me to say that without feeling weak. So instead I just say, like, I don't care. Even though I do care. I care a lot. Us not being on good terms is really, really just ruining my day. This is so stupid. I don't know. I want us to be happy again. And I'm not just saying this for dramatic effect. I really don't see myself with anybody else. I don't. I don't want to wake up beside anyone else. I don't want to have to learn somebody again or get vulnerable with anybody else. I don't want to do that. I don't want anybody else touching me. I don't want to touch anyone else. I don't want to do any of that. I just want us again. And I don't ever want things to get here again. It's 4:00 in the morning, and I'm sending you a voicemail, drunk. I wouldn't do this with anybody else. I really do see us having like a really bright future. I want to see you get down on one knee one day. I want to have your babies. I want to raise them with you. I want to get old and wrinkly and get a house. Travel the world. I don't see my future without you in it. And I guess I'm just really scared that I just don't want to do that. It's not the future I want. It wouldn't be worth it. Anyways, surprised this is still going, but, if you still care, and if you still want me, you could just call me back, I guess. And, I love you. And, good night.